Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 5th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from the one true God who created, creates, and is creating, who redeemed, redeems, and is redeeming, who sustained, sustains, and is sustaining yesterday, today, and all tomorrows. Amen. Here we are. It's All Saints' Day. Our candles have been lit. The names have been named. We have gathered here together to give thanks for the lives of those who have passed, to grieve the loss of their presence in our midst today, and to look forward with hope to the promise of the resurrection. I can't help today but think of those that I have lost. Most recently, many of you know, I lost my grandma Luana just a couple weeks ago. And in some of her last days, her body and her mind weren't what they used to be. And when I went to see her about a month ago, she was lying in bed. My Aunt Anne had been with her all morning, and Annie told me that when she arrived, my grandma was sitting there waving. She said, "Who are you waving to, Mom? Are you waving to family?" And my grandma said, "Yes." Family who weren't there anymore. Waving to family long gone. I think of my Grandpa Wayne, who had the presence of mind at the end of his life to refuse surgery he probably didn't need and that probably wouldn't work. And on the night he went home to begin receiving hospice care, he looked at my grandma and said, "You got any treats?" And she brought him a piece of French silk pie. My grandpa, eager to eat something sweet right now, the night before he died. And I think of my grandpa Rusty. My grandpa Rusty, formational figure in my journey of faith, the first person to tell me, "Hey, you should think about being a pastor." My grandpa Rusty, who after a bout of pneumonia had been hospitalized, and in the midst of this illness, was found pointing up at something no one else could see. My grandpa Rusty, who used to say about what comes after death, I am awfully curious to find out. These are just some on the list of folks I am thinking about today, whose stories may even be similar to some of the folks you are thinking about today. One, my grandma Luana, whose senses were fixed on the past. One, my grandpa Wayne, whose senses were grounded in the present. And one, my grandpa Rusty, whose senses were trained on the future. You see, time can be a bit slippery sometimes. This is especially true when people are near death. Many of us call these God moments, holy times, when the unfathomable eternity of God's timeline, just for a minute, touches the very ephemeral now of ours. These moments can be very hard for us to understand or even see when they arise, especially if we aren't looking for them. And to be honest, we are hardly ever looking for them. But these moments, these God moments, are very real. But how do we usually interact with these moments that seem to pass us by or confuse us? Often we seek to bring that person whose senses are fixed on the past back from the past that their senses are fixed on as we try to lodge them in the present that they are no longer able to fully be in. Or we strive to hold the present moment in which their senses are grounded to some past experiences. Past experiences that we recall when they were stronger and healthier and more alive. Or we strain to explain away their visions of an unknown future as some marker of their illness or a hallucination or a fever dream. And when we do this, it is perfectly natural. It is the response of the grieving, those of us left here behind to reckon with their very real absence in our everyday lives. We do it to cope with a past that we long for, with a present that we can't quite bear, and with a future that even at our best, we strain to imagine. And so today, as we often do, we look to Scripture. We look to these words that Jesus spoke so long ago, words that speak to a very present suffering, words that promise a future just beyond our grasp. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, For your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Blessed, blessed, blessed. This word, I hesitate to say this because my grammar teacher is sitting in the pews today. Blessed is a past tense word. Blessed speaks to a state of being that is already. Blessed, 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 the poor in spirit, those who mourn, the merciful, the meek, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. These are people who are in very present trouble. In the moment of their present suffering right now. For they will see God. For they will be called children of God. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. This is the future tense. Jesus' words are operating on God's timeline. An eternal timeline where distinctions like past, present, and future are way different than the distinctions we have created. One of my favorite memes in social media around these times of year are the ones that say, it's daylight savings time. Don't forget to set your clock on fire because time isn't real. Time is something we have affixed to our reality, but our sense of time is not God's sense of time. These words remind us of the limitations we have set up. These words seek to bring comfort, not by dangling a carrot of redemption to those currently bent over in pain and sorrow, but to speak God's eternal promise and God's eternal blessing to all those who need to hear it. These words are spoken in a speech about discipleship, a sermon about what our job is. These words are meant to call just as much as they are meant to console. I'll say that again. These words are meant to call just as much as they are meant to console. These words beckon us to reframe our sense of time, to reimagine our place in the world, to redefine our understanding of what it means to bear God's blessing, to revalue that which our world, our culture, our society, our church, ourselves have devalued. Though we hear these words this morning in the midst of our very personal and very present grief, we must also remember that Jesus speaks these words to his followers in the midst of a movement. Jesus points his listeners and us to recognize these God moments and to realize that God is at work in the places we usually fail to notice. These places where the poets and mystics and prophets and children seem to notice. These moments where the right people at the right time notice and bring them to our attention. As many of you know, whenever I am studying and preparing for a sermon, I can't help but get a song lodged in my head, or multiple songs lodged in my head, and this morning is no different than others. Simon and Garfunkel, the folk duo of the 1960s, their music based in folk traditions, but responsive to their current moment. And they're always seeking to create something new. A very model of how things were being done at that time. They sang these words, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit. Blessed is the Lamb whose blood flows. Blessed are the sat upon, spat upon, ratted on. Oh Lord, why have you forsaken me?" Powerful words. Words not about the blessing we have in good health. Words not about the blessing we have in our possessions. Words not about the blessing we have in good weather or loving family surrounding us. No, blessed are the sat upon, the spat upon, and the ratted on. These past weeks, we have been focusing on these questions of identity, who we are, what we are to do. And this month, we begin asking the question, when? When? We find ourselves in a curious moment as a church. Numbers on the decline, money on the decline, faith seemingly on the decline. We find, and that's the whole church, by the way, not just here, but also here. We find ourselves in this curious moment, feeling wistful and nostalgic and even grieving the past. We find ourselves fearful and worried about the future. And we find ourselves wandering and wondering about the now. What if we sought to look at this moment with a bit of God's timeline in our mind? What if we sought to recognize that God's blessing isn't held or measured by our standards? What if we sought to review our church through different eyes, our eyes still wet with tears of mourning, our eyes firmly focused on what is in front of us, our eyes open wide to scan the horizon of what is to come? What if we remembered way back when, paid clear and certain witness to the when we are at in this very moment, and looked forward in hope to the when we have yet to meet? What might we see through those eyes? The eyes of the prophet, the mystic, the poet, the child. I don't know. And I wish I could tell you, that would make my job a lot easier. But it's something those saints know, isn't it? And they are all around us, aren't they? And it's something the Lord knows, isn't it? And He is with us always. Amen.